Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP. We're having a wonderful conversation here with Lauren Sumer, who is the applicant advocate at the Town of North Hempstead's Building Department. And Lauren has a tremendous track record already for her 1 year and 3 months in the position with really, it's not even helping people. It's calming them down. It's helping them have a little bit of peace. And in a process, it's difficult. It's stress. If we can find a way to relieve stress in any situation in life, it's important. And Lauren does help that out with the building part of it. Not, you know, you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, totally. One of the areas that I wanted to pursue a little bit with you, Lauren, is contractors. You know, when you deal with a contractor, you kind of assume that this contractor knows the rules, they know the ground rules, they blah, blah. So you put everything in the contractor's hands. And I wonder, first of all, how many contractors know all the rules, and is there any kind of program to educate the contractors? Maybe you could elaborate a little bit about the contractor world.
Sure. Well, you know, when you receive your permit from the building department after you've gone through the filing and plan review and you have an approved set of plans and the permit is issued, the permit will be issued once we have a licensed contractor that's on that permit and all their proper insurances. And the inspector will be contacted first before anything happens to be notified of what the job is, the scope of the work, and the inspector will be monitoring it through the different stages with the contractor. So if there's something that isn't correct, the inspector will let the contractor know, because it will not be signed off until everything is code compliant based on the approved set of plans and the code on what the inspector needs to make sure that it's safe.
This is assuming the contractor is the kind of contractor that gets a permit.
You need to have a permit for most things, and if there's work being done without a permit, then that's a whole nother issue. I mean, certainly if the homeowner is not sure if an application has been filed for, they can always reach out to us and we can check and let them know if they're under the impression something has been filed. So,
okay, there's no such thing as an approved vendor list, right? The town can't do something like
well,
that.
Well, Nassau County licenses the contractors. Okay. So what a homeowner could do is certainly check with the county if there's a contractor that they're interested in to make sure that they have the proper license.
Okay.
The town licenses plumbers and fence erectors, but contractors are licensed through Nassau County. And if they have any problems or issues with the contractor, there is an Office of Consumer Affairs through Nassau County, which they could reach out to, and there's a whole complaint process and procedure, and I'm sure they would want to know about it if there's an issue.
Right. So,
now, if you're in the do-it-yourself mode, which less people are, I think, nowadays than used to be, that's probably another little corner where even though you're doing it yourself, you should really look at the long-term issues as far as safety goes and what the ground rules are, so that people following you, that there's no grandfather rules here. You know, whoever gets the deal now, they're stuck with what it is.
Right.
Right. Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are certain things that homeowners, if they are capable of doing, there's a BP1 form where they're allowed to do certain work, but it just depends on the scope of the work and what it is. And if somebody is thinking about doing that, they can always reach out to us and, you know, we can let them know and give them the information. So there are certain things that they could do, but it is extremely important whenever you're doing a project to make sure that you know, you have a good architect, a good contractor that's familiar with the codes, the town of North Hempstead. And if there's anything that they're unsure about, they can always reach out to us.
I think a lot of people also permit-wise are afraid, because, and I hear it all the time, I'm not going to tell the town because my taxes will go up. Now, your taxes, I may be wrong, your taxes don't go up if you're changing the fence. Right? I mean, your taxes don't go up, I think, changing a nick. Yeah, you're putting on an extension. That's a whole different, you're increasing square footage and something like that. So it's a whole different ballgame. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're changing something. There's a big piece that is safety, and it goes back to consequences. I mean, you don't want something to blow up on you. But am I right there?
No,
not everything.
Yeah. I mean, when you're talking about blowing up, it's when you're doing, like, oil to gas conversions, anything with gas.
That's huge, right.
You always need a plumber on that permit. You want to make sure you have the permit. You want to make sure that, you know, the proper gas tests have been done, but, you know, and the town has been there to verify that it passed, that there's no leaks. You know, we have processes in place for safety, and we want to make sure that our residents are safe in their home.
I'm not saying you can answer this question, and I don't know if I don't know the answer, but That's a perfect example. You need the permit, and you should, because it's very, it's a dangerous change,
right.
But it's an important one. Is that a tax situation? Do you know? I have no idea. Like, just because you're changing from oil to gas, I don't think your taxes go up.
Good point. I don't know.
You know.
I think that's a very good area to find out, frankly.
But that's where the permit really is important.
Yeah.
And I don't think, my guess is you didn't do anything. You're just changing
right.
your...
I think if there's an improvement that somebody's doing, if they're not sure, you know, maybe perhaps they could reach out to the assessor's office and see if
good.
That's,
okay. I didn't realize that.
You know, something that would impact their taxes, and the assessor's office would be able to probably provide more information on that.
But that is an area, frankly, you brought up about fear of tax increase.
Oh, you hear it all the time. It's right? silliness, but yeah. I don't mean it's silliness.
No, but it's a real fear
right.
because our taxes, let's face reality, on Long Island are among the highest... in the country.
Right, right.
And, you know, to jump at another 1,000 or 2 a year is not what anybody's wishes.
No, but that, I never thought of that, but Lauren did answer that. I'm thinking of doing something to my house. You're not going to get it to the penny, but you call the assessor's office and say, what happens when I change from oil to gas? What happens if I make it a 2-car garage versus, now I know. It's like, well, depending on a price, nobody's going to give you to the penny. Fine. It's not worth it. I'm not going to do it. Or guess what? You might have a $50 charge. Then you go to Lauren and proceed with the permits.
Right. And another thing to note, too, is that sometimes people will say, well, you know, they've been taxed on a certain improvement that was done to their house, so they assume that it was done legally. That's not always the case. Just because you're taxed on it doesn't mean that the proper permits were pulled and inspections happened. So, again, it's important to know what's in your building department folder and make sure that it's
right, right.
it's in there. So,
somebody who does come to the town... you know, like in a sale of a house, you would know it with a mortgage. But just say a child that moves from out of state because the parents of whatever they've done and takes over that house and wants to bring it up to code. If somebody comes forth and asks questions and say, I'd like to bring it, is there penalties involved or the town just says, let's work with you? Or?
Well, if there's anything that needs to be legalized, which would be called a maintain application,
okay.
anything that is being legalized without the benefit of a permit, the permit fee is 2 times the fee.
Okay.
So let's say the original permit is $50, it would be $100.
That's fine.
So
okay.
that's what the fee is. It's 2 times the fee for whatever the permit is. For.
Oh, but no penalties and this should have been done 5 years ago and here's a
right.
$5,000
levy. It's just the two times the fee of the permit
perfect.
Application, and that would be a maintain. So,
okay.
And
that's
any,
important for people to, I mean, that's
right.
2 times and you're bringing it up to date and therefore up to code.
Right.
Because you have to get the permit, it'll be inspected, and okay.
Assuming that it was, the work that was done was
well, that's
up
the
to
important,
code.
That's why you should do it, though. If it's
right.
not up to code, then you really,
right.
you shouldn't be living there because those are the biggest complainers, the ones that want to do it under code. And then when something happens, oh, nobody was helping us.
And, you know, again, it's I know this process can be overwhelming or scary, and residents don't have to feel that way. They can reach out. We'll help them through it. We've worked with a lot of people, hundreds of people, since this position has been implemented by the supervisor. And it's extremely important to us to make sure that the customer, the resident, is treated respectfully, gets information that they need, and gets help through that process. And,
right.
And we can do it, and we have. And if anybody has any questions, they can always call 311, ask to speak to me. If we need to have a meeting, we can have a meeting, whatever it is, to just help them through it and get them through the process.
Right.
So
I have, what Lauren just said, I have friends in the town of North Hempstead who've actually wound up working with Lauren and met with Lauren and followed up. But the one thing, and I'm blowing your horn because you're absolutely tremendous, is when twice something fell through the crack, it was Lauren who brought it to their attention, said, what's going on? Like, mm-hmm. let's keep the ball rolling, mm-hmm. as opposed to waiting another month. And then now I'm cranky and saying, what the hell is going on? She's like, you know, 4 days have passed. Where are the papers? Ooh, okay, I'll get them back to you. And which is, that's an advocate. You know, it's tremendous.
And we understand that it's time and it's money for people. It's very stressful, you know, particularly if, you know, I'll give you some examples of some people we've helped. We had a young family that a couple that got married and they were expecting a child and they chose to move from the city to Long Island into our beautiful town in North Hempstead. And they bought a wonderful house in Manhasset and they wanted to put on an addition for this baby that was coming. and they just needed to, you know, get it done before the baby came. And we helped them through the process, and now they have a beautiful baby that they brought into the building department. And, you know, just were so appreciative that we helped them through it in a timely, efficient manner. And, you know, there's been seniors that, you know, we've talked about that. There was a woman whose husband passed away, and she didn't have anybody, and she just needed to downsize her situation, and she needed help through that process, and we worked with her so that she was able to get in everything that needed to be legalized, get through that process, and do it in a timely manner where it didn't jeopardize the sale of her home.
Right. That's important.
Now,
that's...
within the town of North Hempstead, there are also a lot of villages.
Yes.
And I lived in a village when I lived over there. And they have their own rules. Those rules, do they override the town's rules?
Well, if somebody lives in a village, they would deal with that village's building department. Anybody in the unincorporated area of the town would be through us in the building department.
I'm unincorporated.
So if you live in the village of Munsey Park,
you would deal with their building department.
Yeah, you couldn't be in a position to guide them because it's not really what you do.
Right, but I'm sure the villages have, you know, someone there that if they had a question that they could probably reach out to. You know, I'm sure somebody, I would help.
I'm unincorporated. I have Lauren. You don't.
No, it's an advocate.
That's true.
See, there's a difference between an advocate and...
and an adversary.
No, yeah. No. Right.
That's why that's a good thing.
The Supervisor Bosworth is, you know, very progressive. So we look at, you know, all these things. And, you know, with some of the programming that I talked about earlier, we have two other things that I wanted to mention briefly. Now we are doing evening hours at the building department. This is something we started this year on Wednesday nights by appointment. So
you know, we have to go into a break. The time is flying here. We'll be right back. We've been talking to Lauren Suma with the building department. Please hold on. You're listening to 88.1 FM.